You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Buckeyes fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Thursday, January 14th, the year 2021, and your Ohio State Buckeye basketball team did what was needed to not get swept in this year's matchup against the Northwestern Wildcats. They beat the Wildcats on Wednesday night, 81-71. You guys can always follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Lineup for today is segments number 2 and 3. We'll have one thought about one player. Should he stay or should he go? We begin today's show talking about that very thing I mentioned about 30 seconds ago, that your Ohio State Buckeye basketball team beat the Wildcats of Northwestern 81-71 on Wednesday night. If you remember our conversation just yesterday on the podcast, and those of you watching via WKYC in Cleveland or in Toledo or even in Columbus, I encourage everyone, go back and listen to Wednesday's episode of Locked On Buckeyes. You will hear me talk about one player. Mainly, he killed the Buckeyes, had a good game, the first matchup in Evanston, Illinois, and he was prepared, and I thought he was going to have a big game as well. Go back, check out Wednesday, and then go back and rewatch clips. If you missed the Buckeyes basketball game, you'll see the person I mentioned on Wednesday didn't do so much on Thursday in the first half. I got to say, in the first half. Miller Kopp, I may have called him Mitchell Kopp in the episode, but Miller Kopp is the name. In the first half of Wednesday night's matchup, Kopp only had 2 points. Now, I was expecting him to have more of the same, what we saw previously, a little bit inside, a little bit outside. I remember he had a mid-range floater in the second half, a transition bucket. I mean, a little bit of everything. That man could put the ball in the basket, and I was expecting more of that in this game. Now, in the first half of this game from the Wildcats side, the Buckeyes played well. They were without C.J. Walker once again. Justin Arnes, I don't know why his name escaped me. It's right in front of me. Arnes did start the game because Jimmy Sotos was unable to play in last night's matchup. So, you know, Arnes, lefty, he's a shooter. How would this go? What would the defense do? And who in the Buckeyes offensive attack would step up it without Walker and without Sotos? Now, Walker, not a scorer, but a leader. Who would step up? Well, the previous game, Dwayne Washington Jr. had a good game. First half of the Buckeyes side, Washington led the team in scoring with 17 points. Also, once again, young man, freshman, would be a senior in high school, but he reclassified. Michi Johnson, he did come into the game 2-for-2 from downtown. 2 big threes, 6 points, 2-for-3 from the field in the first half, and you could tell that man was happy. I mean, think about it, man. You get your first basket, you get your first anything. I mean, let's just talk about life, y'all, for a little bit. It was opening the show. I know we saved this for later. Think about when you get your first relationship. I mean the first one that, like, means nothing. Not like 2 days. Oh, we kissed. We're together. Oh, so great. No, nothing like that. No kiddie stuff. Your first relationship, you're like, man, this may go somewhere. Man, I feel so good. Man, she feeling me. I'm feeling her. Like, you plan your first date. You're like, oh, man, let's go. This is what I've been waiting for. And Michi Johnson, he had this accomplishment. He hit them threes, and that young man was happy, man. Happy. And I can't knock him on the Wildcats side. First half, let's go back to the first half. Like I said, Kopp didn't really do much, only 2 points. 0-for-4 from the field from shooting. His only points in the first half were only could be free throws. 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Adige had big shots. He scored. He hit in the second half of the Buckeyes game, the first matchup when the Wildcats did come back to beat the Buckeyes. 21 points in the first half, baby. 21 points, and it was him, and the others weren't doing anything at all. Now, the second half for the Wildcats, the roles were reversed. Adige only had 4 points. Kopp had 14 points, 4 of 11 for the game from shooting for Kopp. Adige, 11 for 23 shooting from the field. Now, here's where it hit Adige. 1-for-7 from downtown. Kopp, 2-for-5 from downtown. Cobb did hit all of his three-pointers. Pete Nance had four fouls in that fourth foul. Even to me, was a little questionable. I understand the color commentator did say that he was on the wavelength and agreeing with the referee. But even in that kind of way, a little bit of slanted arms. A lot of times that does not get called, baby. I'm just saying. I thought it was questionable. But he kept his head in the game. Nance made some big points down the stretch for the Wildcats. Boo Booey, who hadn't scored a basket in 145 minutes, didn't make a big basket down the stretch, but the Buckeyes were too much. Dwayne Washington Jr., big points down the stretch. EJ Liddell made big free throws, didn't score a field goal in this game, but was 6-for-8 from the free throw line. Dwayne Washington Jr. led the way with scoring 23 points. Arns had 12. Suing had 13. Young had 12. EJ Liddell, even though he didn't have a field goal in the game, he did lead the team in rebounding with 10 big rebounds. Guys, this team is fun to watch. One thing I was looking forward to figuring out with this basketball team this year, would they be fun to watch? We know they would be fun to watch, but how would it, with inside scoring, leadership, I mean, all the things you're thinking about when you lose a player in Caleb Weston, the Buckeyes lost last year, even without Walker. Dwayne Washington Jr., who I have told you, one of my buddies has said, man, should he start? I mean, this is a question someone has asked me recently. Should he start? I mean, he's so up and down, wishy-washy. Yes, he should start. My response at that time was maybe he's better as a starter mentally for his mentals than coming off the bench, because a lot of players, there are players that can't come off the bench because mentally they're just not there. They start their whole life. He said, oh, no, you're going to ride the bench and you're healthy. Everybody's healthy. You're going to sit out. It does something to their mental. Dwayne Washington Jr. did a good job. His leadership has stepped up. That's been one of the bright spots, amazing spots. And one thing I have thoroughly enjoyed when watching him play the basketball this year. Buckeyes win 81-71. Big matchup this weekend against the Illinois Fighting Illini. They have a young man in Ayo Dosunmu, who wasn't just a preseason All-American. He will challenge Luka Garza to be the Big Ten Player of the Year this year as well. Be on the lookout for that. When we come back, we will have one thought that will take us throughout the rest of the space here on the podcast. Should he stay or should he go? Even though the college football season is over, the NFL postseason is heating up. Your Browns, many of you are Browns fans, they do play this weekend. They do face off against the Super Bowl winning Kansas City Chiefs, and the rest of the divisional round games, they will be played Saturday and Sunday as well. There's only one place that has you covered, and only one place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON, that is LOCKEDON, for your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, guys. It's time to get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sports book experts. 2020 is mercifully over. It's time for a fresh start and a few more wins. If you're betting this year and want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They are picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get your podcast. Should he stay or should he go? You may be wondering who is a player and why in the world are we still talking football, this much football, right after the season? Well, football is something we're going to talk about all year long. We're going to sprinkle in more basketball throughout the year as well. Even in the offseason, you could talk Buckeye basketball because there are things going there in the offseason, just like there are things going on with the Buckeye football team in the offseason as well. Should he stay or should he go? It's all about the quarterback, the signal caller, Justin Fields. This comes up for two reasons. Number one, on today's episode of the Jay Stevens Podcast, go ahead and check that out. Apple, Spotify, Google Podcast, iHeartRadio, same places you find this one. Search the Jay Stevens Podcast. You'll find that one, my other podcast that I host. You'll be able to figure out, you'll be able to hear a conversation about Justin Fields towards the end of today's episode. Myself and Jeff Hunt, the guest on the Jay Stevens Podcast today, I ask him this question: should Fields stay in school or should he go? Now, this is something that Jeff and I have talked about throughout the season numerous times, and it's not just something that is coming up after the Alabama game or at the end of the season. No, this has been a thought that's been in my head, his head, and other people's heads all year long. Number two, another reason why this is coming up. Todd McShay, Mel Kiper, they're both believers that Justin Fields would benefit from another year in school. I was scrolling on the Twitter, saw 24/7 Sports. I saw Kiper and McShay. I'm thinking they are not 24/7 Sports guys. They are guys that are that work for ESPN and that do things for them. But when you get guys to be doing this as long as they have, and I believe Kiper has been doing this longer than I have been alive, and I have been on God's green earth for 30 plus years. I'm certainly thinking like, wow, man, should he stay or should he go? As far as Justin Fields staying in school, many of you are saying Fields is automatically going to go, but what's the benefit of staying in school when you're preparing for a job interview, which would be the combine, or the next step when you're going to go from making nothing to millions? Wouldn't you want to capitalize on your opportunity and make as much as you can and be as prepared as you can when entering at that time and making sure when you leave school, your stock is as high as it can be? Justin Fields' stock at the end of last season, even though he played the way that he did in the Fiesta Bowl, almost at Sugar Bowl. Sugar Bowl was this year. In the Fiesta Bowl, Fields' stock was high, baby. It was high last year. This year, it dipped. But what got exposed this year was, one, a sophomore slump without playing a full season. He only played 8 games instead of what would have been 12, 13, 15 games in a regular season if it would have been undefeated Big Ten champ, winning the semifinal game, and then playing in the national championship would have been a 15-game season. Well, you would have seen what you saw from Lawrence last year, what we saw from Alabama, not this year a little bit. What you are through games 5 and 6, that's not who you are through games 10 through 12, 13, 14, and even 15 if you play that many games. Why? Because you learn, you get better. You're more apt to the willingness to change and adjust because teams are changing and adjusting to you. And I think two things that stick out in my mind with Justin Fields. Number one, his inability to read a zone defense. Now, he is getting better. It's something that he's improving upon. But as you saw against Alabama, when they dropped in his own defense, man, he struggled. Now, you may say, and I said it here on the podcast space, you may say, Jay, that look in his eye that he had, that wasn't because of Alabama's defense. That was simply because, well, he was struggling as a player, and he just wasn't sure what was going on. He wasn't feeling right. No, I truly think part of the way that he was looking in that game was because he was having trouble reading what Alabama was throwing at him. It's happened to me too. There are things that happen in my life that are going on, that things are going well. All of a sudden, like, bam. I'm so confused. I don't know what's going on. Things are going well for a minute, and then things changed. Life threw a curveball at me. I was about to get this new house. I was about to move, get this job. I literally at one point had a job lined up, and the day I was going to move, I called the guy, and I was like, hey, man, look, I need more. Like, I was unprepared, but unprepared at the same time. I kept pressing this guy to give me more info, so I could properly make the move and plan to move 1,000 miles away from where I currently lived. But the guy that hired me, oh man, get here. I got big plans for you. Come on, I got big plans for you. And then all of a sudden, I got the Justin Fields confused look on my face. Like, hey man, look, I need more information. I need a lot more information. Like, oh no, I got you. Hey, man, me and you, hey, we cool. We like this, man. We like this. And those of you watching via WKYC in Cleveland, getting a little bit more animation right now than normal. Hey, man, look. Hey, I got you. What that man said and the way that I felt, I didn't feel that he had me. And I had a Justin Fields look on my face like, I can't do this. And I had to tell the guy, like, look, I don't have enough information to move. He wouldn't give me any more information about the job or anything. I said, no. There were times, man, Fields had that confused look on his face. Like, man, I got you. I got, no, you don't have it. No, you don't have it. You don't have it at all. No, sorry, Bob. You do not have it. Haven't had it. Zone defense, reading defense is number one. Number two, and I'm out of here with this one to close out this segment. Timing. His timing has been off. And if you go to watch an Ohio State Buckeye game, now I know many of us, most of us listening to this, haven't been able to. There may be a parent of a player that was able to go, or maybe you went to the Sugar Bowl, or maybe you went to the national championship. You're like, man, I was there. I was able to get in, get a ticket. I believe there were 3,000 fans at the Sugar Bowl, and there were like 14,000 at Miami Gardens at Hard Rock Stadium for the Natty. Okay, cool. You went there. Great. But most of us listening, and even myself, couldn't go. Couldn't go. No, couldn't get in. But one thing I noticed more than when I watched it on TV is Fields holds on to the ball way, way, way too long. It's one of his Achilles heels. There are multiple. I've said it here on the podcast space numerous times. Those are just a couple things. I could keep going on about why he maybe should stay. When we come back, guys, we move away from should he stay to talking about should he go. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts for hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks, delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. There's simply no better place to get all the news on the Big Ten Conference than with Big Ten Ben Stevens and the Locked On Big Ten podcast. Whether it's football, basketball, baseball, if it's happening in the Big Ten, Ben's got you covered with an in-depth look at the conference every Monday through Friday. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get your podcasts. And as we move forward and continue today's thought of should he stay or should he go, we went to should he stay previously. That's where I lie. I think he should stay, not just beneficial. I think Fields should stay in school because I think the NFL will eat him alive if he goes to the NFL right now. Number two, should he go? Couple of these quickly. Those of you may be wondering, like, watching, where the glasses at, Jay? My glasses broke. I'm going to be getting new ones very, very soon. So that's kind of where, like, I'm a little out of whack right now. Normally I have headphones on, but with the new microphone, that's why the new headphone, the headphones aren't on. Trying something new and no spectacles on my face. I feel a little out of whack. Don't have that Justin Fields confused look on my face, though. I still know where I am. I still know the fan base I am speaking to. And I still know that this podcast space is very, very important to people like us. Should he go to the NFL? Going into the season, it was almost a foregone conclusion that Fields was going to go to the NFL. It's almost something that was inevitable. I mean, 40 touchdowns, one interception going into the semifinal game. I mean, the yards on the ground through the air, his ability to move the ball and be explosive, and Olave and Victor and all these guys that he had at his disposal. I mean, it was kind of just like, Fields, do whatever you want, baby. This is yours. It's your time to shine. Do whatever you need to do to move the ball from wherever the ball is on the field to go to the end zone. And everybody thought Fields was going to go to the NFL. And even now, people are still saying Fields is going to go. I mean, y'all, it's inevitable, man. No matter what you try to say about Justin Fields, that man is leaving college to go to the NFL. And here is why. That money is big, man. That money is big. That money is huge, man. You're going to go from making nothing to making millions. I mean, millions. I mean, you're going to be a top 10 pick. probably second quarterback taken overall. Now, I know going into the NFL, going into the season, it was Fields or Trey Lance. Trey Lance of North Dakota State, an FCS school, perennial power in the FCS level. I mean, Lance didn't play. He had one game. It was a showcase game just for him. Didn't really look hot. Of course, you're playing a team that's been playing for a while. Your team has not played, so of course you're not going to look hot at all. I get it. But, man, bro, leave Columbus. Go to the NFL, man. Go to the NFL. Go to the league. Go to a team. The fan base is going to love you. Are you sure? Not really. Because if you don't kill for that team, they're going to ship you out most likely because you're just not killing. I mean, it's a possibility of you coming in being a starter right away. Good for you because you ain't got to ride the pine. But if you're not starting, you could do a Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers route where you sit, wait, learn, get all the information you can before stepping on the field, and then bam. Do your thing, man. Do your thing, man. Go ahead and throw that rock around. Throw it around the yard. Get them TDs. Get them rushing touchdowns. Be the fan favorite. Win over the city. Win over the fan base. Win over the league because you are that talented. Now, Justin Fields, one of the most talented quarterbacks in college football right now. You could say, Jay, Mac Jones had better numbers. I don't care. I'm still taking Justin Fields over Mac Jones, man. Hey. And I'm not being a homer. I'm not. Someone saw me on Twitter and said, "Who is it? Is it Lawrence or Fields?" I'm taking Lawrence over Fields. I'm sorry. I'm still taking Lawrence over Fields. That's not knocking Lawrence Fields. That's just showing that to me, Fields is the better quarterback. The NFL draft scouts, Lawrence is number one. Most of them have Fields at number two, and there's a reason why that is the case. Yeah, Fields, man, leave Columbus, man. Go to the NFL. Whatever team you get drafted to, just go ahead and do it, man. Take that money. It's too big. Go ahead and be a pro. Man, you ain't got to go to class no more. Let me say that again. You ain't got to go to class no more. One more time. I started the last time. You ain't got to go to class no more. Man, those protocol from the Big Ten, stop of your season, give you a schedule, stop of your season. You don't know if you're going to play at all. All of a sudden you're on all these shows, Good Morning America, starting a petition just so you could even play a season, start playing the season. All of a sudden you got cancellations. The NFL, they played every game. They had one cancellation. Now they had some postponements, but they played every single game this year. Hey, man, you can play all 16. Actually, next year it'd be 17. Play more games, more money, more advertising space. People going to love you. I mean, you're going pro, you're doing things that pros do, you're a young adult in a world that it may eat you alive, but man, being a pro football player, man, it's better than college, baby. Just go to the league. Don't stay in school, man. You stay in school one more time, your draft stock could fall. Yeah, it's falling a little bit because of the way you played in your second year as a starter, but make it a third year to get more tape on you. They're going to figure out everything wrong with your game. Justin Fields is like, I don't know, man. Should I stay or should I go? Hey, Pops, what should I do? You a young man, make your own decision. No. Hey, Pops, you a young man, make your own. Hey, Pops, help me out. Sorry, guys. You're your own man. Make your own decision. And people are going to be, Justin Fields, man, should he stay or should he go? Now, if he stays in school, very beneficial because I believe another year under Ryan Day at Ohio State will be very beneficial to him because Ryan Day, who is a pro guy, who has been rumored for the Philadelphia Eagles job. I don't believe every rumor. People are always going to be throwing his name out there, especially if he has ties to that franchise previously, which Day does from 2015. Hey, man, going to the NFL is great. Being a pro is great. But I liken this to a guy that's locally where I grew up in the state I grew up in, Indiana. Indiana high school player, Romeo Langford, one of the best high school basketball players I've ever seen in the state of Indiana. He left after high school. He went to Indiana University, didn't have a good season. He was hurt, wasn't really hot. People said, oh, get the money. He went to get the money, was a lottery pick, even though it really didn't play like a lottery pick in the regular season. Then ultimately, you look back. Hindsight is 2020. My dad recently talked to me, and I told my dad, I said, hey, man, that dude should stay in school. I don't see it. This is early on in the season. He hadn't really gotten to his groove yet to be a collegiate basketball player, especially with the way that Big Ten basketball is played. Not just this year, but every year. Big Ten basketball is tough. My dad said, hey, man, Romeo Langford should have stayed in school. I said, you said that? I'm thinking, like, you said that? He said, yeah, man. He might not be in the league very much longer. He might not get a second contract in the NBA. NFL, a second contract isn't guaranteed either. They can cut you. Now, NBA guaranteed contract. NFL, they can cut you in a heartbeat. Cut you tomorrow. Cut you in 2 seconds. Cutthroat league, man. Cutthroat league. I'm on the wavelength. Stay in school. Is he going to go? Should he go? That's not up to me to decide. That's up to him and his family for Justin Fields ultimately to make his decision as a young man. But I know some of you may be saying he should stay. Some of you may be saying he should go. Some of you are unsure. That's fine. I'm unsure with that as well. Not with this topic, but a lot of people are like that. That's perfectly A-OK. Should he stay or should he go? It's a conversation that we will be having until a decision is made. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes. And those of you that are watching via the video portion of this podcast, thank you as well. You guys can always follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Remember, guys, 5-star reviews. And what we will start doing here on the podcast, if you do a 5-star review on Apple, I see it or you send it to me, I'll read that here on the podcast space. So your name and comment, 5 stars only, will be read on the podcast to kind of encourage more interaction here on the podcast. Other places you can listen to Locked On Buckeyes are Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and even iHeartRadio. Just to name a few places you can subscribe to Locked On Buckeyes so you don't miss a beat. Come back tomorrow. It'll be a feel-good Friday as we prepare for the Buckeyes matchup on Saturday against the Illinois Fighting Illini.